Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thanks to them. Thanks to Brian Gertsch and Connor O'Donnell. They get us twitching away in the morning, and we appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
and thanks to our guy, Tyler Farengel, filling in for Brandon. Brandon Fryer taking a rare day off.
He crushed it. It's the PCA show.
It's a PCA show. It's a PCA movie. I can't wait for the sequel.
And we got Marshall Harris sitting here right next to us.
What
hello,
up,
Marshall?
PCA for life.
And Layla Rahimi.
It's a PCA world, and we're all just living in it.
That was pretty spectacular when you make plays like that, both sides of the ball. I mean, wow, that was pretty good. What happened? What I missed?
I'm adjusting to Layla's headphones. I
got
like
new
them.
Headphones.
Okay. Yeah, she's very happy with them.
I am very happy with them.
I like it.
I got tired of my headphones getting caught in my hair all the time. It was inconvenient.
Well, when you came in there showing us, and then now you're wearing them, I had to check them out.
I'm like, a gearhead, guys. I love gadgets. I love gadgets. I was very happy about these.
A gearhead. That usually is like... You're a NASCAR girl, though, too.
I also like cars, yeah. That started out of necessity, though, because even as recently as, like, 10 years ago in Houston, there were mechanics trying to tell me I needed new drive axles. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Why is there no fluid under my wheel gates then? Like, why can't I hear anything when I turn? Did I need new drive axles? No. So that's why I learned about cars.
So you know a lot about cars. You can fix your own car.
I know better than to get snowed by jerks.
Snowed by jerks.
I mean, it's just like, oh, because I'm a single woman, you think that I'm going to fall for this? So you can get $1,200 out of me? Nice try.
The earliest hack I learned about mechanics and finding a local mechanic is the advantage of working at a local television station and just going to the place that fixes the station cars. They're not going to do you wrong.
Life hack.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Life hack.
Super hack.
That's a really good move.
Yeah.
Only one better than that is to be related to somebody who knows a lot about cars.
Or an actual
mechanic.
Which
is my blessing in life. Without my cousin Sean, I don't know that I would have been here.
I went to the mechanic and told him
today?
I think my
ever.
Car, I think it's broke. And that didn't work out.
The best part is when you get a shop that'll teach you what's wrong with your car by showing you.
Yeah.
Like, those are always my favorite. And they had a cat and a dog at the shop. So there's a lot going on.
The cat and the dog, did they get along?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Cat and the dog at the shop?
Yeah, they just hung out.
I had
they bring a vibe.
I like that.
One time you had to use a pencil to open the carburetor to get the thing to start.
You know,
other than that, it was great.
You know what my favorite hack is?
You had to do it every time you got in your car.
Now that is a problem. So you just had to have a pencil every time?
I had a pencil. I'd run in and I'd
open it, and then I have to get the pencil out, shut the... It took long. It was long.
My favorite one was when I learned that for battery corrosion, on you know, in a humid climate where it's every day like
you're
this,
gonna
such
have
as
some
this,
corrosion.
You can pour Coca-Cola on the top heads of the battery. Got to be Coca-Cola Classic though.
No. What about Cherry Coke?
I'm telling you. This is what I was taught. I don't mess with it.
Not Vanilla Coke. Not the New Coke. Remember New Coke?
Coca-Cola Classic.
I remember the New Coke.
No, I blacked that out.
I like the sugar-free Coke. What's it called? Zero. That tastes like old Coke.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean old Coke?
Not Diet Coke.
I love Diet Coke.
Regular Coke from back in the day.
There's a meme going around that on Instagram that says somebody called Diet Coke a fridge cigarette. I'm like, guilty. Every couple weeks, I love a good Diet Coke in a can.
It's great stuff.
You can just go weeks between your Diet Cokes. That's good.
Yeah, I take it seriously. I want to make it special.
I cannot drink carbonated beverages, period, at all.
I've gone to many Diet Cokes, so I'm not drinking as much Diet Coke because you don't want to be drinking
too
many of those. But
I become a carbonated water guy.
I love carbonated water.
You like the bubbles. I'm anti-bubbles.
I love carbonated water.
It depends for me. You know, when I want to feel special, I get the little glass Coca-Cola, the glass Diet Coke.
Those are
fun.
The bottles?
Yeah.
They still sell those?
Yes.
Yeah, little mini ones.
Gibson's.
Yeah.
Gibson's has a very cute little glass.
Does it taste better coming out of the bottle?
I think it does. But yeah. I'm pretty sure it's
just
a placebo
though. You have to
effect.
Treat yourself. Yeah.
I worked with a guy in news when I used to be a news reporter who only drank Mountain Dew in a can.
Oh, that's supposed to be
really...
And
he smoked menthols.
There's tons of caffeine.
Caffeine,
right?
Mountain Dew.
But Mountain Dew, it had to be in a can. And he smoked menthols.
So yes, I can attest to that. I used to drink Mountain Dew, too, so I can attest to all of that. A summer of making suicides. You know what a suicide is, right? Where you just go down the line. A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Ugh.
Yeah, like that was the thing to do, though, when you're a kid. And I did that for an entire summer. And after that summer, I got so sick. I was like, I can't do carbonated beverages anymore. That's how I got over it.
The orange soda was a big player in that. Like, that's what made it taste good.
Oh,
when you did all of the sodas together.
Well, since you mentioned it, my favorite growing up was A&W root beer.
Oh.
You like a root beer float?
I was a root beer guy.
Cream soda is really good, too.
Cream soda.
Our friends at Sprecher every now and then would drop off the diet cream soda, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
Dr. Pepper, anybody?
Oh, yeah, Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah,
my great-grandmother
got a larger market
was addicted
share than
to
Pepsi
Dr.
Now.
Pepper.
They got what?
A larger market share than Pepsi now.
Well, that's the first-ever carbonated beverage.
You're a Pepper. I'm a Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, too. From Texas, is the first carbonated drink older than Coca-Cola.
Is it really?
Why would
it's
I
It's great
lie?
Trivia.
My great-grandmother Opal, who was a Seventh-day Adventist, did not drink, but she would drink Dr. Pepper. And the old school logo has it at 10-2. They have a 10-2-4, and that was the time you were supposed to drink it.
What have ye today?
Nothing that nostalgic. We're going to live in the now because what an amazing game last night. We will talk about it in many different ways. And we want to ask other people what they think. Our question of the day is, Pico Armstrong is the most exciting player in Chicago since who to use? So we will give that to the people. You can call in, chime in, 312-644-6767. We'll also talk about the meaning of this loss in the division for the Brewers and the meaning of the win for the Cubs. Say Suzuki had some really interesting comments that we want to get to after this win as well, where if you've seen a change, he acknowledges it. Joe Calley is coming on to talk all things Bulls news with us at 11. We had Cody on yesterday to talk about the possible Billy Donovan extension. We keep it rolling. Steve Stone is at 11:25. Halftime is at 11:45. Five on It is at noon. And we are going to do a Bears Hour because we never got to go over the schedule like we wanted to. So we are going to go over the schedule. We are devoting an hour to this because the last time we did, all hell broke loose in breaking news. So we're not having it today. And we're going to do this and go over the schedule. So you can join us for that as well if you like. We have four categories as to what we're putting the games in. So that's it. That's the show.
Have a great show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.